If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Gosh, we're so thankful that you are here with us today. This is, it's a beautiful day here in Denver, Colorado. I hope that it's beautiful. I know that there's some folks dealing with some serious weather out there in the East Coast. But we're having a great time here in the studio and having a great time watching the interaction and participating with the interaction with our listeners and viewers on our live Facebook Live through BeLive TV on Experience Pros on Facebook.
It is fun, and it was, you know, we recorded some promos in the commercial break, which we do every day, but apparently those were sent out through the video.
Yeah, they went out over the feed, so it was,
And people liked watching that, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what that looks like.
That's what it looks like. So if you want to take a look at how we do production during the off time, you go check that out.
Right, we use up all sorts of all these little windows of time to get things done. All right, so Eric, can you snap your fingers?
I don't know that I could barely move. I don't know if you have noticed, but I left it all at the gym today. I am moving so slow.
What'd you leave at the gym?
A whole bunch of calories. And
how many calories?
750. 750 calories. Now, that's not a big number for me because normally I do about 1,000.
But it was only a 45-minute workout.
It's a 45-minute workout.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, so
snap my fingers.
Can you snap your fingers?
I think so.
How many times do you think you could snap your fingers in a minute?
I don't know either.
So apparently there's been a long-standing world record of 278 snaps in a minute. So 60
There's
seconds.
There's a world record for snapping your fingers in a minute?
Yep, in a minute. And the record has been longstanding, 278 snaps a minute. It's been held for 8 years, and then the previous...
Can I talk to the snapper for a minute?
You want to talk to the snapper?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to be known as?
Hey, snapper!
Think you snap out of it.
Get a life! Really?
Right, but here, you think you left it all on the floor?
Yeah.
So here, he was a university student.
He probably has no fingerprints.
In Japan, Satoyuki Fujimura.
Say that again.
Sorry if I slaughtered that. but he said he had to push his body to the limit.
Oh.
In order of having a chance to achieving the title of
being the king snapper.
The king snapper. Yeah, most finger snaps in 1 minute. So Eric thinks he left it all on the floor.
Oh, come on.
So there's no Yuki thinks he left
no
it all on the floor.
There's no comparison between me and a Japanese guy who does this 278 times. I had to push my body to the limit. It's tough.
So when the 60 seconds were over, they had to watch a recording of the attempt in slow motion alongside two professional sound engineers to ensure that the only audible clicks made using the thumb and the middle finger would be included in the total.
See, sometimes mine don't.
Yeah, so it doesn't count. You have to make an audible click that a sound engineer could hear.
Clearly, he had to push his body to the limit.
Mm-hmm. And he came up with 296 finger snaps in 1 minute.
Wow, you worked hard.
Are you mocking him? What's the most things you've ever done in, like, you know, for world record status?
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
You don't think you're going to answer that?
Mm-mm.
You know, Reebok actually broke another world record.
Reebok?
See, so I ended up over on the world record site because of Beyonce. Actually had the most, she broke a world record with the most liked post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And had outdone Selena Gomez's picture. 5 million, over 5 million likes in under 3 hours. It was amazing of her announcing that her and, is it Jay-Z, are having twins. So now I'm hanging out over on the world record site. I actually got a letter from the Guinness Book of World Records this week.
You did?
I did. Let me see if I can pull this up.
What did it say?
They said no. in a nutshell, in a snap shell.
Do you remember when we were seriously going to pursue a world record?
Yeah. So, dear Angel Tussie.
Oh.
Thank you for sending us the details of your proposed record attempt for the longest marathon hosting a radio talk show.
Did you reissue that?
I didn't.
Oh.
It didn't, but apparently a year and a half is about what it takes to get a response back from the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
Because I think we sent it early 2016 because we were going to do it in December of 2016 was our planned date.
Not December 2016, 2015. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
No, I think
we were going to do it in December of 2015, a year ago.
We submitted the information, but the plan was to do it in December of 2016.
Okay.
So it was over a year ago that we submitted.
December 2016 was just a few months ago.
I know. That's when we were going to do it.
Okay.
Right? That's when we had forecasted out to actually do it. Don't you think you've got this one on me, mister?
I
can actually pull up the records.
I
know you don't, because yesterday you thought was the third Wednesday. And so if it happened, it happened. It must have been years ago. But we had done it that far in advance so that we had that full year to get ready for it.
So your letter says that we're not allowed to do that?
They, unfortunately, we are afraid to say we cannot accept your proposal as a Guinness World Records title because the record you have applied for is currently rested, which means that we no longer monitor this as a category.
Oh.
So
but
once
they
again,
do snapping fingers.
They do snapping fingers. It most snaps in 1 minute. And do you know what it is?
290, you said it.
296. Well, 96. I did say it. I just didn't know if you heard it because... You know, you're doing, you know, we're multitasking here. For the guy who says that we say you can't multitask and it's not really a thing, he is trying really hard to do it. And we see this is why you can't do it.
So did you hear that the high wire folks, the flying Walendas, five of them fell four stories yesterday. Did you hear that?
I did not.
All right. They did. Several of them are in the hospital. They're going to be all right. It's amazing nobody was killed and so on. Interestingly enough, the headline for today, a man survives a 90-foot fall into an Arizona canyon. And get this, not one scratch.
Wow.
90 feet. That's almost, you know, eight stories and fell. Canyoneer demonstrating his rappelling technique fell 90 feet into an Arizona canyon, and the drop was recorded by his GoPro camera. Nick Smith said he was teaching a less experienced friend how to rappel when he made a safety error. In part, I was a little distracted from trying to explain to this younger fellow, okay, this is what you do. Ironically, I kind of forgot to check what I was doing for myself. I fell essentially the full 90 foot of the drop. From the top to the very bottom, and it was recorded, but got checked out at the ER, clear fat CAT scan, no broken bones, no internal bleeding. Somehow didn't even get a scratch on his body.
Impressive.
Very impressive.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Should be a world record.
It should be a world record. It should be.
But what's the word? They retired? No.
They rested.
They rested
that category. What's the most lunges you can do in a minute?
Lunges? Like, uh-huh. As in athletic lunges?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I have no idea, but I know they hurt. I go, you know, our trainer says, okay, you've got a minute to do this, and we were doing a minute. And by the time I can't do any more of whatever the exercise is, I give up, I'm huffing and puffing, I'm sweating everywhere. And then 5 seconds later, she goes, all right, halfway there.
Well, by a female, it's 58, and the 64 lunges by a man in how many lunges you can do in a minute as a world record.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What's a pistol squat? Do you know what a pistol
squat
is?
You watch your foul mouth. The FCC is monitoring this.
I don't know, but apparently Ben Girard can do 49 pistol squats in a minute, and a CrossFit athlete, Kara Webb, can do 42 pistol squats.
I got a question
minute.
For you.
What's that?
How many fan brags can you give in a minute?
Probably see, one.
Here at Experience Pros, we have the fan bragging contest going on. And that means there are hundreds of companies participating, and you can vote for them, and they would love your vote. And I say you can do 3 fan brags in a minute.
You think you can do 3 fan brags in a minute?
20-second kiss.
I'm going to time you.
All right. There you go.
I'm going to time you during the commercial break.
Well, I'm not going to do it in the commercial break.
Why
I've got
not?
Other things that I have to do.
What do you have to do?
Multitasking.
You know, no, we're going to do. Now he's making excuses.
We'll be back right after these messages, folks. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Angel and Eric. The throwdown is there. Can you fan brag faster than I can? ExperiencePros.com. We'll be back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros radio show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now, 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. if you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We do want to interact with you live on the program, so go ahead and give us a call at 855-FANBRAG, 855-326-2724, and... you know, it's funny. I was trolling through Facebook the other day, and I saw one of my friends said that she was in an airport that had trash cans filled with all kinds of recyclables, and there was a recycle bin right next to the trash can that was not filled.
I will admit,
it made her angry.
I get confused when I walk up to one of those recycle bins and I think, okay, where does this item that I want to throw away belong? And the pictures, and I need the pictures, I need some description, because I'm not really sure what it is they are recycling for. And I might be one of those people that throws it in the trash, in the wrong bin. But here's what we're discovering, is that there is a lot of misinformation when it comes to recycling. We know it's important. We want to do it. We just don't quite get it. There was a survey done not too long ago where Americans were presented with a list of statements, and four of them were true and four of them were false. And most Americans could not answer correctly these common statements when it comes to the recycling industry. So we brought in our expert guest, Mark Carpenter, spokesperson and senior director of communications at the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. Mark Carpenter, can you finally help us get the truth behind recycling?
I hope so. Thank you for having me today.
Well, it is very nice to have you on the program. So, okay, what's the biggest mistake that people are making, Mark?
Well, I think a lot of it, to your points earlier, is the confusion, and that it varies from place to place of what can be recycled and what can't be recycled. And one of the things that our poll showed was that a lot of people are not being presented with accurate information, and it's not being made available to them. And, you know, some of that is those that do have the information, they say it's coming from local municipalities or their local government, which is usually where people get it.
Oh, wait a minute, Mark, there's no standard?
There's no standard in that, you know, if you think about it, in one community, for instance, plastic bags may be recyclable, but right next door, there may be a ban, or next door to that, they may say, we'll take them, but you need to bunch them all together. So that leads to confusion, because then when you're out, say, at an airport, you don't know if they can take it or can't take it. So there's a lot of, and a lot of that is because of different machines that the municipalities may be using to process the recyclables. And it's not, they're not usually doing it just out of, you know, because they want to. A lot of it is, you know, the bags go through the machines, they can get caught, and slow down the machines or break the machines and their costly repairs. But it leads to confusion amongst the public. And so one of the things the industry is doing is creating standards that can be used nationally, even internationally, of what is acceptable and what's available. So that communities can then adopt these standards across the country.
Right. Yeah, which is going to be so helpful. And I know a lot of us have, you know, recycle bins at home, you know, and you know, for certain trash companies. And like you said, there's not a standard. Some of them say you don't have to separate out these items, that they do it at, you know, on site. And, you know, but here's the bin for, you know, maybe just for glass or maybe just for plastics.
It's a lot of rules.
There are a lot of rules. And so just, I mean, what are some things that are recyclable that maybe we aren't taking the time to actually recycle?
Well, for instance, glass, that's usually recyclable, but in depending on where you are, again, if it's not separated out by itself, it can get mixed in and it's shattered, and the little shards can get mixed in with paper, for example, and then it could ruin the quality of the paper that you're also trying to recycle.
Oh,
so a lot of places either don't allow it or they ask you to separate it. So the best thing to do is, if you're not certain, contact your local government and go to their website, the Department of Environmental Qualities, or the name varies depending on where you're at.
Sure.
But they'll usually provide a list of what their local community takes or doesn't take, or how you have to separate it.
Mark, I got
some
a question.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I have a question, though, that is relevant to this conversation on a little bit of a grander scale. We got a lot of hybrid cars running around, and they've got batteries that have, a fairly long shelf life for a battery. But when they're done and spent, I think we're going to have a big problem. How are we handling that as a country?
It's actually a very interesting question that you ask, and something that a lot of people aren't even thinking about. Because it's not, if you think about a hybrid cars, it's not even that. If you went, they recently had the Consumer Electronics Show, the big electronics show in Vegas, and they're basically now getting to the point where you could print a car off of a 3D printer. There's using more and more plastics in cars. Even the cars that are still more metal, is shifting to a lightweight aluminum as opposed to the steel. So the whole recycling stream is changing. Think about all the Amazon orders that you're getting. That more corrugated cardboard is entering the recycling stream. Less newspapers, more people read their news online. So there's a lot of changes. The recycling industry is, you know, there's a lot of new technology to help keep up with this. However, there's new things entering every single day, and things need to be adapted to be able to recycle these items. For things like that, there are places that will take them or are starting to take them. I would encourage people who are looking at that. We partner with a group called Earth 911. Any difficult items that wouldn't be taken curbside, for instance, you can usually find on there where you can take them locally to have them recycled.
There's
usually a market, even for the small items. There's usually some sort of market out there that's willing to recycle things, because the industry is getting so sophisticated that most things can be broken down and recycled.
Which is good for the environment. Let's talk a little bit about you know, what's the number one benefit that we should get involved in and pay attention more to the recycling and figure out at the airport which bin our coffee cup should go into.
Yeah, the environmental benefits are numerous, and you know, for instance, the energy savings alone, using aluminum, recycled aluminum, for instance, it's 92% energy reduction using manufacturing for that, as opposed to raw materials. For copper, it's 90%, plastics 80%. So right away you see all the energy savings, the reduction in greenhouse gases just through the manufacturing process. But you're also preserving the natural resources and not disturbing the land through mining and other activities that you would need to do to pull the raw materials out of the earth. For example, if you're recycling one ton of steel, that saves 2,500 pounds of iron ore, 1,400 pounds of coal, and 120 pounds of limestone. So there's a lot of, it goes beyond just the item itself that you're recycling. It goes as so many other natural resources.
Absolutely. Mark Carpenter, thank you so much for joining us. We are grateful for you. Folks, if you want more information about this, go check out the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. You can find them at ISRI.org. ISRI.org. And we will be back right after these messages. You can even recycle this program. Start it all over and listen to it again. It's good for energy.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. We do appreciate you. And for all those who are watching by way of our BeLive.tv Facebook live video stream, love the interaction. Love the fact that you're out there. If you haven't yet, please share the show. Just click share and put it to your timeline so that there's other people who know that there's something positive out there in the business community. And by the way, while you do that, I mean, it costs you nothing to click on that, but it does share who you are because you're associated with us by association of listening. So grateful for you. Tomorrow's Fan Bragging Friday.
It is Fan Bragging Friday. And we kicked it off last week with our move to the afternoon program, but it's a perfect timing because the Fan Bragging Contest is going on right now, which is our online contest to help business owners be named best in their industry. And who else would tell us that you are the best in your industry? Your customers, the people who have done business with you. Mm-hmm. And so your people can vote for you one time only. They only need to vote for you once in the contest. And, of course, then the person with the most fan brags or the most votes wins top in their category.
Right.
And one lucky company will actually win the overall fan bragging contest with the most votes. You can check it out online at experiencepros.com. If you're not yet a member of the Experience Pros Network, you can try us for free for 30 days. But make sure you go and vote for those that are competing. And if you don't see your favorites, be sure to nominate them as well. Yeah. All right, Eric, are you really good at remembering people's names?
I am. Thank you, Joe, for asking. I am better at it today than I used to be, but there was a time when I had a very large problem with remembering people's names. You're just looking at me.
I know. I'm like,
I answered your question.
I know, but what do I do with somebody who says I had a very large problem?
Well, okay, so let's break it down.
I'm thinking there's more to that sentence. Well, I had a very large problem.
I did. So I used to be a professional stage illusionist, and I traveled all over the world, you know, performing, doing magic shows all over the world, right? And I would go to various places over and over and over again. In fact, I had like an 86% rate of repeat clients. So every year or sometimes every quarter, I would go back to the same place. And so, you know, you find myself in a movie theater and somebody comes up to me and says, Eric, how you doing? It's great to see you. What's going on? My gosh, your kids are getting bigger, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey,
buckaroo.
How you doing? And we get done and my now ex-wife says, you have no idea who that is, do you? And I'm like, I don't.
But you pretended you did.
I do. I did. I sometimes still do, because, how do you face the music and say, you know something? I know I should know you.
It's not, just
not
like that.
Ringing a bell.
Just like that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's exactly what you say.
Mm-mm.
Remind me of your name. I know it should.
Let's see if that's in your tricks.
You know what? I think I can fake it. I can fake it, and
you know
you'll
what?
Never know. This is actually one of those
things
in running a business,
yeah,
that in networking or really in life, right? You go to church, you have a job where you're around people, anywhere you go, remembering people's names is one of those professional skills we all need to get better at and hopefully master. And so blanking out on someone's name, or if you've said to yourself, I'm terrible at remembering names, first of all, stop saying that, because the more you say that, the more true it actually becomes. And so let's just get good at remembering people's names, because you've probably met somebody who they go around. I mean, Eric, you went around. You said you went back multiple times. It should have been easier to remember names. Some people are just really good at it. And so how do you make sure you're somebody that's really good at remembering names? Well, on Forbes.com, Christy Hedges, she has a couple of tips for us. And the first one she says is meet and repeat.
Yes, meet and repeat.
Yeah. She says when you get someone's name, you don't just nod and continue the conversation.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. Nice to meet you. How long have you been working in IT, Mark? You repeat it over and over and over again. And frankly, I think the number is 6 or 7. And I ask the same questions. I do the same thing, because that was one of the ways. It's embarrassing if you don't know somebody's name. So make a conscious effort to say it multiple times in that setting.
Yeah, meet and repeat. And remember to make sure to use it one last time while looking them in a face and making an effort to committing it to memory.
All right, so Gary Small, who's a psychologist and memory expert, he says, ask him to spell their name. And he goes on to say, especially if it's an unusual one, your name is Mark? How do you spell that? M-A-R-Q-U and the number seven.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian Regan.
Brian Regan is our resource for that.
For all of that, right? But we've all met somebody who, other than Mark, probably has a unique spelling. You know, sure. And you can ask them, is that traditional? You know, do you have a traditional spelling, or is that a family name? Who were you named after? Actually, getting the spelling out will help you, hopefully, in the pronunciation of it as well. Associate, she says, many experts suggest that you create a verbal game or a verbal image game when you first hear somebody's name. She says it's kind of a, what does she say? The catchy example of Joan from Jersey, or consider something about the person's interests. Sarah's in sales, yeah, so Sarah sells.
Yeah, mnemonics or some type of an association that you can remember something, whether Joan is from Jersey or not. Some mnemonic.
We went to a lunch and learn years ago. I don't know if you recall this, but there were probably 30 people in the room.
Yep.
And he had everybody say their name and to give a word association with that, that name, either because of something they looked like, or it kind of sounded like, or that your name started with this letter. And then we were able to go around the room and repeat everybody's name in the room. We could all do it in a matter of a minute.
Well, and this is another point, making connections or associations. The guy probably what he did was he associated that person with somebody famous or some major memorable.
Well, that's another way they say to make a connection between the person you're talking to is to figure if they do they look like somebody famous? Does their name sound like somebody famous? And so she said she actually saw a speaker after meeting 15 people in the group very briefly. He proceeded to go around the room and repeat each of their names perfectly. And he said he considered a famous person. They either share their first name or look someone like. And, of course, she says you can find it harder to make that particular association. She says, but once you do, it's pretty much locked in.
All right.
And then the final tip that she has for remembering people's names is choose to care. Like, if you just say, you know what, I'm bad at people's names,
and
you
just slap me in the face.
Right? And you just shrug it off like it's okay. Right. And we all do that, right? We all have these little things. We like, I'm sloppy. I'm messy. I'm always late.
Yeah, there's
late.
a lot of things vying for your attention. But you know what? It is... You're sending the message that you don't care if you really don't care. And it shows, you know, the most important thing, the most important sound to somebody is the sound of somebody else using their name. And so to care a little goes a long way. And I really do. And to be honest with you, I rarely have to fake it these days. I do confess, gosh, you know, I know I'm supposed to, I lead with, please forgive me. I know I'm supposed to know your name, or I
think people respect that.
Most times.
Most times?
Most times.
unless you've had to ask them like six times that and one. You never remember their name.
Yep.
Well, of course they're going to be upset.
Yeah.
We've been introduced six times in the last, 6 weeks. You don't remember my name?
Yeah. That.
So lesson learned, right? Take the time. If you've met them especially more than once or a couple of times and they've had to refresh your memory more than once, then the onus it kind of is. Like, at what point do you say that, I'm so sorry, please forgive me, it's really important to me that I know your name, but I'm never going to take the time to remember it, so tell me again.
Right.
Like, there's a disconnect. So, sure. If it matters to you and you do really want to take the time, if somebody's had to tell you more than once, then try a mnemonic, try an association, write it down on your hand, practice it, say it over and over again in that conversation before they leave again. It's a big deal.
We have a production manager here in the studio who writes on his hand, and it's his note-taking of choice.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's a little odd for me as mommy to watch. I'm like, because I know you're going to go wash your hands. Aren't you going to wash your hands? Please tell me you're going to wash your hands.
After I remember what I was supposed to remember. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we remember that you were there. Thank you so much for the people who are participating in the program online as well. We appreciate you. We will be back right after these messages. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
The Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer, and we're grateful for you tuning in to this, the most positive business talk show in America. Thanks so much. You know, I love hearing from our listeners, and listener Drew says, really enjoyed that last segment about remembering people's names, and he emphasized the one that really kind of resonated with him was take time to care, right? Care about people's names. It's important.
Right. If it, and tell yourself that it's important. Again, if you do the self-talk and you buy into your brain believes what you tell it, and I am a big fan of that. Of course, you're not going to ever get good at it as long as you're telling yourself you're not. And so take the time to care and watch your ability to remember names really show up in a big way.
Absolutely. Heather Morgan, who is the founder of a company called Salesfolk, says no one's going to read your emails if you're committing these five mistakes.
Ooh, what a
wow. All right.
Right. And we've all, you know, if you've got any of those email programs that tell you how many were read,
oh, sure.
You know, what the percentages are. I mean, you've taken the time. You've taken the time to send it to somebody. Or even if you've collected email addresses and added it to a list, you've taken the time to do that with the goal of getting your message out to them.
Yep.
So don't buy into, you know, a 30% open rate is acceptable. Right? Really, you're going to go in and you know, for every you know, 7 out of 10 people that you've taken the time to add to and introduce, you're right. Going to be accepted. You know, just say, oh, it's okay. They're just not even going to open it, and this is okay.
No.
No.
No, it is not okay. So if you want to increase your chances of getting your emails open, actually read and then responded to, avoid these five destructive mistakes. Number one, subject lines that resemble spam. First thing,
like free.
Well,
misspellings.
Yeah, misspellings are big time. The first thing you do when you see an email in your inbox looks like a sleazy marketing offer is to delete it or mark it as spam, right? So common indicators of mass marketing emails include capitalizing the first letter of every word. I do that. using trigger words like free, save, click, offer, along with ending subject lines with one or more exclamation. I do that too. I do all of those things. Dang. Open my mail. All right.
Or just say that.
Yeah. Maybe I should say that. How about this one? Number two.
Open this email. I wonder if anybody's ever... I'm sure they have.
You know what
I'm
I did? Sure I sent out an email yesterday, and the headline to it was time sensitive, and because it is, and so maybe that will be more.
Oh, I wonder. To. I wonder.
Another mistake is providing fake familiarity by using the RE colon and adding that to whatever it is.
Making the assumption as if you're replying to something that they've already replied to. You know what? And even if it gets me to open it, what I immediately know is that, nope, it didn't, you know, this wasn't, this was a trick. And because it was a trick, I'm not going to continue any further.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do that. The number three is brevity is best. Whether your email is received on a computer or a mobile phone, chances are the recipient sees only a preview of your subject line or the first six or seven words on many mobile devices and tablets. So if you're writing long, enticing subject lines, you're probably wasting your time.
Right. Again, thinking about who's receiving it, who's, you know, who it's intended for.
Right.
And they're watching it on their little devices, and it scrolls through and, you know, it, what do you call that? It truncates.
Yes. All right. Now, number four, we're talking subject line mistakes that will get your emails ignored. And Heather Morgan is the author of this article in Inc.com. We're just kind of talking it through from our perspective as well. Number four, focusing on yourself instead of the customer. You got to focus on the customer.
If they want to know, like, what's in it for me?
That's right.
Why do I want to open it? But what do we often start with? We start with, I need to hit this deadline.
Right.
I've got this goal.
It's the end of the month. I got to help me go to Vegas.
I got stuff I want to do, and you're going to help me. And this is important to me, so therefore it should be important to you. Lead with that. Lead with them. What's important to them? Why this is helpful? What's in it for them? Every single time.
Should we do it every single time?
Or you could skip and just do it every single time.
Okay. Disappointing clickbait with no follow-through. I hate when I get clickbait and there's no follow-through.
You want to know what my favorite is? When there's a video on social media or something, and you know, and it's, you know, you'll never believe what happened next. Or
right.
And somebody has put it in the comments what the answer was. I'm like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you for saving me.
Save me the click and all of that. And it probably frustrates the people who make those things. But that's exactly what clickbait is.
Or the
click this link to see what happens next.
It's one sentence per page, and you've got to do the slideshow. And it's like
all
each
they're
one
after
is
getting a click on that page, because when they get in to click on the next page, they get, you know, half a penny or something like that. Get enough of those, and
well, I know it adds up, but from my point of view, I'm like, really?
It's disappointing. It's frustrating.
Like, I just wanted to read it, and then, you know, you're 3 or 4 slides in, and I give up. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So those are the things that will probably get you not, you know, your emails ignored. How about this? Develop a relationship with somebody so that they'll take your phone call, they'll answer your email, they'll open your email.
Well, if every time you reach out to them, it's because you want something from them, that gets old.
It really does.
It gets old. And so mix it up, just like you would in a relationship. Yeah. If every time you called on a friend because you needed to borrow some money,
yep,
or borrow their truck, or, you know, the only time you visited your neighbor was to borrow a cup of sugar.
Right.
You know, once in a while, return the cup of sugar. Bring them something. You know, just think about how you would do this in real life with a real human being.
There it is.
Because you really are doing this in real life with real human beings.
Platinum rule is?
The platinum rule. Well, you've heard of the golden rule.
Yeah.
Do unto others as
yeah, you would have them do unto you.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do unto others as the platinum rule is do unto others as they would have you do unto them.
Yes. Right? It gets like it's all mixed up in my head. Right?
It's all right.
Right?
What's my name?
Right? Because you think, well, how I would want to be treated. I'm going to treat you like how I want to be treated.
No.
But no. The platinum rule, treat me the way you want to be treated.
That's it.
Did I slaughter that?
No, you did
completely.
Fine. Gang, guess what? We've got to go for today, but we will be back. It's Fan Bragging Friday tomorrow, so please join the program and connect with us. And special thanks to our production team, amazing guys over there. Thank you for listening. We're going to jump over to 94.7 FM and do that as well. So back after
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.